I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at kxnt.com. Here's Alan Stock.
In 2015, after the racist killing of black churchgoers in Charleston, South Carolina, criticism began to grow over the UNLV Hey Reb mascot. The university conducted a survey to gauge students' opinions of the mascot, while a simultaneous investigation was conducted as to the origins of the mascot and whether the mascot was intended to be racist. After an extensive background check, the mascot was deemed not to be racist, and the survey found a majority of respondents did not find the name or character to be offensive. That was 4 years ago. Now a group of Native American students wants the university to remove the statue so there will be a more welcoming atmosphere for indigenous students and staff. So a character that more resembles the cartoon character Yosemite Sam triggers fear in some students when they walk onto campus. Oh, what an evil statue it is. They want the statue replaced with a Southern Paiute woman, and they want the school mascot replaced by a coyote. Now, wouldn't the welcoming presence of a coyote trigger more fear than this mustachioed pathfinder? Yes, a pathfinder. In a 2011 interview, Review Journal artist Mike Miller talked about the design for Hey Reb that he drew up in 1982. He said, quote, "Pathfinders were severely independent people who went all around the West looking for new trails, agriculture, gold mining, and everything," end of quote. Now that, of course, is very different from the description of the statue promoted by the Native American Students Association at UNLV. They label him as an Indian killer. They're pairing this demand with the demand that the university should begin offering a Paiute language course. Now, like everyone else who wants to add a course, they could petition for it or they could make this part of their demands. I'm not sure how many people will sign up for this class, but have at it. So while the survey in 2015 found most students did not find the name or character offensive, it is now being proposed to conduct a new survey that uses a question to skew the outcome for this latest complaint. They maintain the university's past survey did not ask the right questions. They want a new survey to ask whether UNLV wants to be represented by the figure of the frontiersman and all that he stands for. You know, like being an Indian killer. They also remind us that other statues in other parts of the country have been taken down recently. So why shouldn't we join in on the party and start pulling down our own racist, misogynistic, murderous, bigoted statue? They also say that the presence of the statue is a painful reminder of the systemic erasure of language and culture that Native Americans experienced beginning in the 19th century. What they are not saying is, despite the tragedy that befell Southern Paiutes, they have been one of the most resilient tribes when it comes to preserving their culture, religion, and pride. They made a remarkable effort to preserve their culture and heritage, and that speaks to their strength and determination. But the comments today make it seem as if they are snowflakes having their emotions painfully triggered when they walk by a statue that looks more like a cartoon character than anything else. Now, the American left wing will not be totally satisfied until they've erased every vestige of European culture. Every other culture has contributed mightily to the North American continent, except, of course, the Europeans. What do they ever do for us? This is a new form of bigotry, a reverse racism, and all fair-minded Americans should take exception. Let the statue remain and get on with your lives. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.